You're listening to the Moody Mommies Podcast.
Audio warning. You may or may not hear kids screaming and yelling in the background, or us screaming or yelling at them to keep it together.
Are we working? Are we live?
We're live-ish.
We're lit.
I guess. All right, guys. It is your bi-weekly dose of the Moody Mommies. I'm Jessica.
And I'm Vanessa.
And for whatever reason, my voice still has not completely come back. And I feel like it might not ever come back at this point.
I just think this is who you are. You're just a raspy little old lady now.
I think so. I think so. Everyone's saying.
It's preparing you to what you're about to be.
How rude. I don't want to be a raspy old lady.
It's okay.
The girl who does our hair, Val. People might see her on Instagram. I'm just going to give her a little shout out. Val fixed my hair. That's her IG handle, right?
Yeah.
She
a girl.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went to high school with her, and she would like sing at all the talent shows, and she had this beautiful voice.
No way.
Yeah. And I was asking her a couple years back when she was doing my hair how if she was still singing, and she's like, no, you know what? I just lost my voice one time, and it like I got a raspy voice, and it never came back, and I just can't sing right anymore.
And you know what? She does have like a little rasp in her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And how funny.
And she's like, and it won't go away. And I was like, dang. She's like, but I never stopped talking, so I didn't let it heal. And I'm like, sounds like somebody I know, myself, which is why my voice never comes back.
Your voice is never going to come back because we like to cast the night away all the time. So
totally. And AKA argue with my kid all day. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. Yeah, so there's so much going on with you now, and I'm excited to hear because I purposely have not asked you about anything just because I wanted it to be fresh and you tell me what's going on, but I've been so anxious. I'm always like, I want to text her and find out how it went. I'm like, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to wait. So you got a job.
I went back to work.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe it. I know. It just happened like all so fast, and it was kind of perfect that way, you know, because, man, how long was I off for? Like 4 years?
No.
No. Almost.
Almost three. No, because you. No, because you never went back from Zoe.
I never went back. I left right before Zoe turned one.
Okay.
So I've been not working since then, and she'll be five this year, so we'll say almost four years of not working.
Dang.
Like three and a half. Yep, it's been a long road. Rough.
Okay, so what is this? What's your new gig?
So my new gig, I'm an assistant for a property management company. It's just one lady. She runs her own business, and you know, I was going through the hardest time with everything in my life. And I don't know, sometimes people just cross your path for the right reasons. And I met her, and she is actually the person that hooked us up with our apartment that we are living in now. And, you know, just us talking to her when we were, you know, filling out the application and stuff, she's like, you know what? I really like you. Like, I liked you since I talked to you on the phone. And the girl that was working as my assistant, she just told me today that she's giving me her week notice. And if she really, I told her to try to work things out because I don't want her to leave. She's like, but if she really does leave, I want to give you the opportunity to work for me if you want it, if you can. And I'm like, yeah, she's like, it's just part-time, you know, and I'm like, okay, well, let me know. So when we went in and we signed our lease, she was like, yeah, more than likely, I'm definitely going to need you. It's only going to be Monday through Thursday, a couple hours a day, banker hours, basically. And that sounds like a dream to me, because I think you and I have talked about this all the time. If we only had a job that let us have 3-day weekends, like 4 days on and 3 days off, you know, because 2 days is just not enough to reset from a whole week of work.
It isn't, especially when you have a family. Like, you cannot.
Exactly. It's impossible. It's like, one day to relax and one day to do something fun and then back to work again. And it's just so, it's a blink of an eye, you know?
And that relaxed day is never really a relaxed day, because it's like,
no,
it actually turns
into, you're doing stuff around the house.
Yeah, it turns into errand day. And then one day laundry is family.
Yep, it's just, it's, you know, wow, this family stuff is just so, so serious. But yeah, so I was like, oh my goodness, this is a dream. Like, if she really calls me and needs me, like, that will be such a blessing. And she did. She called me, like, I want to say last Wednesday. And she's like, hey, Vanessa, how are you? Guess what? You know, I need you to come work with me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to. And she's like, when do you want to start? And I'm like, well, you know, I just moved, so let me just get my life a little bit more organized in this house so I could find myself some decent clothes. And I'll be there on Monday. Monday was my first day. It's only been 2 days, but I really love it. She's a really, really awesome lady to work for. So no complaints. And I'm happy. It feels good to have something to wake up and like go and do for myself every day, you know, to have that break of the family thing all day long. And I think it's good for the kids too, because they go hang out with my dad for a couple hours and then Joey picks them up and then they have their little routine with Joey from there. So it's cool. It's like we're all finding our little balance of like our workload and how to stretch it out for everybody and not just put it all on me all the time.
Yeah. You know? I think this is going to be so good for you.
I know. So I'm so, so excited. And she's just like all positive vibes. The night before I met her, I was crying my eyes out. We didn't know where we were going to live yet. Like, we were looking for apartments and I was just feeling so discouraged, you know, because dude, we're one income, and showing that to some apartments, they want you to make 3 times what the rent is. Mm-hmm. So I can't prove that on one income, you know? So it was becoming like very discouraging, and I literally was just sitting there all night, like stressed out, crying about it. And I just was like, you know what? I am just gonna pray tonight and I'm gonna let it all go. And whatever is meant to be, I know God is gonna put it in my path. And the next day I met her. So it was really cool. I feel like everything happens for a reason, and I'm really glad that I have that as a new space to just kind of separate myself, and I can be Vanessa over there, and then I can come home and be mommy, and you know, it feels good. I like it.
Yeah, it's really important. And I think having a 4-day week and only going in for a few hours a day is so awesome to have, you know, a part-time job like that. Mine, like, I'm so grateful to have a job. You know, I definitely need it for the health insurance, for the income. So I didn't really have a choice but to go back to work totally full-time. So I feel like I miss out on a lot since I don't get to be with her that much. And then I have the mom guilt where I don't want to do anything, you know, outside of work that doesn't include her, because I only get 2 full days with her. And, you know, a couple hours each night. So when people want to do other stuff, I'm always really reluctant to do it. And then they're like, come on, you need your own time. I'm like, yeah, but I'm at work all the time. Like, you don't understand. Like, I love being around her and I don't get to be around her a lot. Right. So that's kind of where it's a little bit tough. And then thinking like, man, now I'm going to have 2 kids that I don't get to be around a lot because I have to work so much. But for sure, if I could, I would want to work a little bit still, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I think the hours that you got are perfect. You get to do your thing in the morning, then come home and, you know, still have time to do whatever you need to do. But by the time I get home, it's 5 o'clock. So it's like, let me rush and try to make dinner, try to get a bath and put her to bed. Like, that's all I have mm-hmm. time for. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
The day goes so fast, mm-hmm. dude.
It does. But I'm at my desk, freaking... The day's dragging. I'm like, mm-hmm. there's a million hours. And
and you go home and it's like freaking 8:30 and you barely are like mm-hmm. saying hi and everything, like yeah. getting into a good convo. And you're like, oh my God, it's ready this time. Mm-hmm. We haven't even ate or I did know. This. Or I know. It happens to me too.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I'm really glad that you got to have those couple years, just you and the girls. And
now yes. you're Yeah, I back. Feel like it was like, it's just enough. You know what I mean? Like, Luna's 2.5 now, and Zoe's 4. So I'm just like, okay, this is, they're okay for me to leave now. They're fine. They can hang out with their grandpa and their dad and live without mommy for 5 hours a day. It's totally right. fine. Right.
Like, you're not sending your baby with a bottle or in diapers. These are fully capable kids.
Yep.
That have language and, you know, they don't give anybody a hard time. You have really good kids, so.
I would probably debate that a little bit. they're mean to their mom, but they're normally good to everybody else. Well, so I hear.
That's how kids always are. But you did mention that you guys moved, right? So you're out of the house. You're not living with your parents anymore.
No.
And how did the move go? What did you guys do with the kids?
Moving sucks. It's been my least favorite thing since I was a kid, because I've been moving a lot since I was a kid. Like, we were always moving a lot. And it's so much work. The packing up, loading up, unpacking, organizing. And that's like the hardest part, you know, coming into a new space and trying to find a home for everything that you had. And then realizing, why do I even have all this shit? Like, why do I have like so many of this one thing? And, you know, so you have to sit there and start going through, oh, what do I really need? What do I don't need? Let me get rid of this. Let me make a pile to give this away. Let me donate that. So it's like, such a long process. I'm like, I moved in at the end of April and I'm looking around and I'm still like, oh my goodness, it's been like almost 2 weeks and everything's still just kind of crazy. It's getting there, but especially now because I'm not home all day to be able to just, okay, I'm gonna just do this all day long and knock it out in a couple of days. Like, now I have to go to work and it sets me back to be able to be like, all right, today I'm going to work on just the kitchen and get this done and do that. So I hate it. And it was, it's really hard, I guess, because, you know, you have to, I guess the biggest tip about moving is if you're planning a big move, definitely explain the whole process to your kids, because, you know, they're going to start to be confused and ask questions, and you want them to comprehend that all of your stuff is going to just go in these boxes. Mommy's going to pack it up and we get to the new house. We're going to open the box and it's all going to be in there. It's so funny because, you know, we were driving by down the street today and Luna saw this little like playhouse in front of the neighbor's house, like some neighbor's house. And she's like, Mommy, remember I had a playhouse. Aww. And we left it at the old house. And I'm just like, no, baby, it's not at the old house. It's at our new house. I promise. It's there. It's in the back, you know? And she's like, it is? And I'm like, yes, baby, it's there. I'll show you when we get home. Aww. So, you know, Luna's a lot smaller than Zoe is. But, you know, with Zoe, she started asking questions, of course. Mom, what are you doing with all my stuff? Why are you putting it in the boxes? Mm. So it was really cute because she's like, oh, you're going to put it all in boxes? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay. And she's sitting there and she's thinking, right? And then she's like, but Mom, what about the bed it's not going to fit in our car. And I'm like, you are so smart, Zoe. I'm like, we're going to go to a place and we're going to rent a truck. And I was like, it's kind of like the truck that daddy drives for work. And we're going to load all of our stuff into it and take it to our new house and unload it and take it into the new house. And so she's like, oh, and I'm like, you're going to see, we'll take you with us to go rent the truck, you know. So I explained everything to her. So she was kind of like, oh, okay, this is all starting to make sense. And I really like my kids to be very aware and explain things in detail to them like that, because I feel like when I was a kid, like, I didn't really get a lot of that. So I was kind of just like a little floater here and there. Mm-hmm. And I like that she totally comprehends it, you know, like she'll come in here, she'll be like, oh, mom, this box isn't open yet. This one, and it says this on it, you know, it says my name. So this one has my stuff in it. So it's really cute for her to just understand the whole concept of it, so she's not confused. And it's cute because you could see Luna's a little bit smaller, so she doesn't completely understand it, and she's still like, mommy, I think you left my Barbies at the other house. Aww. And you know, and I'm just like, no, baby, they're still here, I promise, you know, they're somewhere around here.
Yeah,
so it's cute, but just, you know, make them aware, have the little convo with them, because it's They just want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's always cute to keep them in the loop.
Justina's always, she's so funny when it comes to change. She always likes the last thing better for some reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's so silly because when you guys moved in with your parents, she kept asking and asking about your old house.
I know. So did my kids. It was very hard.
And now.
Very hard.
Yeah. And now she hasn't been to your new place, but she knows that you guys moved. And uh-huh. She's just like, but I liked this house. I'm like, but you said it. You kept asking for the other house. Yeah. Well.
I know. And it sucks because they were all finally adjusting to loving the last house we were living in. And then bam, we moved again, you know? And I'm like, oh. My poor kids.
No.
They're just like me when I was a kid, moving all over the place.
Well, the thing is that I know that you guys are trying to find your spot, like your forever place, so you don't have to be moving around.
Yeah.
But like Justine sees it as like so excited, and she's like, I wish we could move.
I'm like, she thinks it's like a fun and cool thing. And it's yeah. Like, no, Justine, it's like, not cute.
I'm like, we're not moving. I'm never moving. Never moving. Unless I have to. If I'm forced to move, I'll move. But otherwise, I'm not going anywhere, man.
We're planted here.
Uh-huh.
For life.
We could do some remodels, but this is where we are. Unless we get the big bucks so we can move into a better neighborhood. But
win the lottery.
Uh-huh.
Or we start making some money off of this podcast, okay?
All right. I don't know what I'm saying.
Okay, listeners, are you hearing us?
We had talked about, because I know for a little while you guys were thinking about moving to Colorado. So when I told Justine, oh, yeah, they're not going to live in the house anymore, she's like, are they going to the snow? And I was like, not yet. Hopefully not ever, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, she's just like so, I wish I was doing that.
She wishes she was a gypsy like us and just moving around.
What I was going to ask you was, you mentioned that you moved around a lot as you were a kid. How do you think, like, how did that feel moving around so much?
I think it sucked most, of course, when you have to change schools. Definitely. That's when it's going to affect your kids probably the most. But I think my parents kind of planned it out where we weren't moving like in the middle of a school year. Like they always planned it out where we're just kind of moving different neighborhoods. I know like when we moved to Victorville, that was a big move. But we were really small. I think we were like 5 and 7 at that time. Like we're pretty young. So it's hard, you know, I think when you're a kid, though, you do see it as something fun. Like, oh, cool, this is my new room. Like, you're excited about the change. So you don't really see all the work that your parents have to go through and all the money it costs. You're not thinking about any of that. You're just thinking, oh, I got this new cool space to live in. So
yeah,
I don't really think it affected me until I got like a little older where I had to help move, you know, where I had to like start loading the truck with my dad, like, you know, then I was like, okay, this sucks. Like, this is getting a little ridiculous, people. We got to stop doing this so often.
How many times did you move when you were a kid?
Oh my gosh. Like
5 times?
Probably more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I moved a lot. A lot, because we probably lived in like 3 or 4 different places in Victorville. Just in Victorville.
Really?
And then, yeah. And then we lived in El Monte, Hawthorne again, Carson, just everywhere. It's
and then you had
everywhere. Yeah. We cannot stay put.
I think from what I can remember, I mean, I lived in some little house when I was like a little tiny baby. And then I moved into an apartment with my brother. Like once my brother was born. And then I think we moved into like with grandma and grandpa.
With that house before this one, right?
Uh-huh. And then I lived here. So I've only lived in like 4 places my whole life. I mean, I lived away, like fake away. I lived in Vegas for a little while. But I mean, my home was still here. Like I still had here to come back to.
Yeah.
You know, all my extra clothes and everything. All I took was my bed and a dresser. And my clothes, like the summer clothes, because, you know, what did I need freaking coats for in Las Vegas?
Not in the summertime. You didn't need anything over there.
Bathing suits, and that was
it. You were in bikinis and skimpy dresses at that time, so.
Dude, speaking of that, like when I'm going through my clothes, trying to freaking set up this room, and I don't know why, most of the stuff I'm like, oh, maybe I'm going to go out still. Bitch, you are not going to fit that. Like.
You're like, dream on.
For real. You're not getting in this dress ever
again.
You
never know. I never thought I would be this as small as I am today. And look at me. And I got rid of so many cute freaking things because I said the same damn thing. Like, I'm a size this now. I am never going to be a size 2 again. And I just got rid of stuff with tags on it and all. And now I'm like, oh my gosh.
But
I got rid of that cute ass skirt.
But even if I do, I just don't think that those outfits are appropriate for me
anymore. That's not how you're going to dress anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to wear little bodycon dresses anymore. Not when I have a Hank Hill butt.
You're a lady now, okay? And a married one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't need all these dresses full of. I mean, what cleavage am I going to have after I stop nursing? You know, I'm not going to have any. So those dresses are not going to be the business on me. I might as well
keep the hope alive, Jessica. You never know. No. Your body could make wonders happen sometimes.
Ew, but I don't need to be dressing like that anyway.
Like the Knocked Up when they won't let them into the club. Like, why are you old ass girls trying to come up in the club? Yeah. Looking cute. It is not cute.
You're pregnant. You're old as F.
Serious.
I do get rid of most of my stuff that was like that, but there were a few dresses that I was like, this is such a nice fabric. I don't want to get rid of it.
Justine will thank you for that when you grow up.
Am I going to keep it for freaking another 15 years?
You never know.
I found all these, like, colored, like, Billabong shorts and stuff. And I set it aside because I was thinking of selling it to Buffalo Exchange or some little place like that, not just give it away to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
So I separated it from the rest of my stuff that I'm getting rid of, but I just was thinking about it, and I was like, well, Billabong and, like, Volcom, they're pretty good brands, and this stuff is pretty cute. And to be honest, I'm, like, this height-wise and waist-wise as far as those clothes were, not that I fit them now, but they're probably, like, for a 12-year-old, like, they would fit that size. So that's not that long to hold on to them before she'll be able to fit them.
Mm-mm.
And they're, like,
do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, sometimes you have to be a hoarder because there's things that you know are like timeless. They will never go out of style. So yeah. you hang on to them forever and you pass them on. You know, like I have one of my mom's like really cool like trench coats from when she was in her 20s. And every time I go somewhere like where I dress up like a lot, I wear that jacket all the time and I love it. And she loves to see me wear it. She's like, oh my God, that was my jacket, you know?
Yeah.
So it's cute. Like anything Disney, I never pass down of my kids. Like everything that is Disney, I keep because I'm like, no, you're going to put this on your child when you have a child someday. So we don't get rid of it. Because even like when I went through Joey's attic, I kept like all of his Disney stuff from when he was a kid. So it's cool because the kids get to wear it, you know, into Disneyland and they're wearing these stuff from the 80s and 90s. Yeah. And it's so cute. I love it.
Okay. So we're going to take a break right here because this episode is running
longer. It's way longer than we expected per usual.
Yes. So we'll cut it here. Catch up with us. Look us up on Google, Moody Mommy's Podcast. We are most active on Instagram, but we're pretty quiet there too. But otherwise, come back in 2 weeks to finish hearing all about
the rest of the movie mommies.
The moving mommies. Stay moody.
Stay moody, guys.
Say Moody Mommies.
Moody Mommies.
Moody Mommies Podcast.